Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lemay. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Connolly. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ed Connolly. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Sam Bowens. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Harden. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Harden. And now, play ball. Lemay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson. May reaches second base with a double. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo bunts towards the mound. Harden fields it and throws to first for the out. May moves to third. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair. Wagner reaches second base with a double. May scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wagner moves to third. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio strikes out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell strikes out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is hit by the pitch. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Echeverrin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is hit by the pitch. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson. Connolly reaches second base with a double. Brown moves to third. Lemay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. May hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Blair moves to second. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens strikes out. One out. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-0 in the game. Davalillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson misplays the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Davalillo moves to third. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. Davalillo scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sims for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Harden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harden strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fuller. The throw from Echeverrin and he is out, Johnson applying the tag. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harden fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson. Davalillo reaches second base with a double. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson. Wagner reaches second base with a double. Davalillo scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-2 in the game. Sims takes first base on ball 4. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fuller hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0-for-1 in the game. Echeverrin hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Palfari pinch hits for Jim Harden. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfari hits a line drive towards first. Horton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Watt now pitching. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Brown strikes out. Echeverrin drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Brown out. One out. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Davalillo hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Watt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-3 in the game. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Chuck Hinton now playing left field. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowens strikes out. One out. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0-for-2 in the game. Echeverrin hits a pop-up towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave May pinch hits for Eddie Watt. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Stu Miller now pitching. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Alves strikes out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sims hits a fly ball into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fuller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-3 in the game. Powell strikes out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Sims and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. he's been hit by a pitch. Robinson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Indians, 3, Orioles, 3. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim King pinch hits for Ed Connolly. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brown moves to third. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. May hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Etchie Barron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell juggles the ball. That's an error on Powell. Brown scores. King moves to third. Davalillo moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Indians. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. King tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-3, Indians. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davalillo. The throw from Etchie Barron and he is safe. Davalillo steals third. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-4 in the game. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Etchie Barron to Johnson covering second. The throw back to home, and Davalillo is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Sonny Siebert now pitching. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson strikes out. One out. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Sam Bowens. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Andy Etchie Barron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etchie Barron is 0-for-3 in the game. Etchie Barron strikes out. Two outs. Vic Rosnovsky pinch hits for Mo Drabowski. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of May. Rosnovsky reaches second base with a double. Snyder moves to third. Mark Bellinger pinch runs for Vic Rosnovsky. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.